Blog Talk Radio.
Turn on the light. Save the world from darkness, yeah. Turn on the light. Won't you please, my friend, yeah.
Welcome to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. We are assistant pastors of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, with our awesome leaders, Bishop Ruth W. Smith and Pastor Capri Austin. We are so glad that you have tuned in. We are going to show you a God that will bring you out.
So call your neighbors and call your friends. Call Lottie Dottie and everybody. Tell them that the Turn on the Light broadcast is on the air. Tell them to dial 917-388-4161. And while you're getting your neighbors and your friends, here's a song just for you.
Fire, and I'll provide.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord today, and we give him glory, give him praise, and give him honor. We want the Lord to fill us up with his spirit, fill us up with his anointing, fill us up with his love, with his compassion. So we just want to thank God today that we are filled with his love and with his compassion. Come on and give God some glory. Amen. Give him some praise today, Amen. Lord, Amen. Just giving us another opportunity that we can call upon his name and that we can fulfill the mission that he has placed upon us. We are so grateful to God for all that he has done. And so this is a great day in the Lord, and I want you to go on and rejoice and be glad in this day. No matter what you may be facing, no matter what you may be going through, we are serving a God that will bring you out. Amen. He will bring you out every time. Amen. If he bring you to it, he'll bring you on through it. Amen. If we just trust him and allow him to show us the way, because we can use the Holy Ghost. Jesus said that he was leaving the Holy Ghost here with us, and so therefore he left the Holy Ghost here so that we could use the Holy Ghost, amen, to accomplish the things that we need to accomplish in the earth realm. So we want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield. And we are members of the Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International Church in Stockbridge, Georgia, under the awesome leadership of Bishop Ruth W. Smith. We have our church services. We have an 8 a.m. evangelism service tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. And then we have Sunday school in the Jim Lee Smith Community Center. And our regular worship service starts at 10 a.m. We want you to come on out and get involved. We are going to have an awesome word in the house on tomorrow, and we want you to be there with us to share in this word. On Wednesdays, we have noonday Bible study, and also we have 7 p.m. Bible study. We want you to come out to that as well. When you have the time, come on out and share with us. We know that there may be things going on in your life today, and I know that you're looking for a word. You're looking for a word that will help bring you out, a word that will encourage you, a word that will show you or give you some directive. So we want to get that word on tonight, and we are going to get that word from Pastor Stephen Butterfield, who is going to break the bread of life with us on tonight. We're not going to prolong the time. We're going to get on into the word on tonight. And you can go on and get your Bible and turn to Revelation 21. And he'll be coming from that chapter. And he will give you his topic and all of that as he comes. My husband, Pastor Stephen Butterfield.
Amen. Amen. Greetings in the mighty name of Jesus. Grace and peace be unto you. We thank God for giving you and especially you who are tuned in, amen, tonight, and those who are tuning in at a later date. We thank God, amen. We pray that you have something tonight, mm-hmm. amen, that will change your life for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I want to, during these times and these seasons that we're living in,
mm-hmm.
Things seem to be going downhill. There's murder, robbery, and every evil work.
Mm-hmm.
On every side, there's disease, new diseases coming out, and we can see wickedness on every side.
Mm-hmm.
Families not getting together, children are acting out, and we see that the things seem to be going downhill, like I said earlier. But
mm-hmm.
I want you to know tonight, this if you are a believer, this world is not your home.
That's right.
So tonight, I want us to remember that we have hope in Jesus, and our hope is beyond this world. And so tonight, I want you to turn your Bibles with me to Revelation 21, familiar scripture, but don't let the familiarity let you lose out what God is going to say to you tonight. Amen. So let us turn to our Bibles, and we'll be reading the King James Version, Revelation 21, 1 through 9. Find these words recorded. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be there with them and be their God. And God said, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, neither crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and I will give unto him that is the that a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. And he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Hallelujah. And I will give, and I will be his God, and he will be my people, and you will be my people. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerer and the idolatry and the all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns for the fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials filled of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will shew thee the bride and the Lamb of Life, the Lamb's wife. So tonight, and if Minister Lewis is ready tonight to deliver the word, he can just press one on his phone and we'll bring him live. And if not, I'll go forward. But if he's ready to deliver the word tonight, I don't know if we made that arrangement or not because of last couple of weeks. But press one if you're ready. If not, we'll go forth with this lesson that we have. Amen. So as we look at this word tonight, the topic that I'll leave with you tonight is a new home. And so many of us have purchased a home in the past or recent or whatever. Like we just recently purchased a home. And there's some things that go into purchasing a new home. And one of the things is looking and searching for that home that you desire. And, you know, you would find all the things that you want, the right size bedroom, the right size bathroom, the amount of bathroom, do you want it on the main, do you want all these different things that you are making a decision on as you search for this new home. And there is a sense of excitement that you get, and then when you find the home that you think you want, and then you have qualified for that home, and then you have a contract, and then so now you're closer than ever before. And so after that, then they tell you about your closing date. So then the excitement really builds. And so after that, then you have the closing date. And then after that, guess what? You have a move-in date. And I'm telling you, you might be tired from whatever, but the move-in date for you to be able to get in there and get the keys for that home is nothing like it having a new, brand new home that's new to you. Mm-hmm. And so tonight, I want you to understand that God has promised us a new home. Mm-hmm. And God is not like man. He cannot lie. If he promised you something, he is faithful and just to fulfill his promise.
Yes, sir.
And so Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Mm-hmm. In my Father's house are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you,
mm-hmm.
that where I am, you will be there also.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has already made a promise that he is preparing a place
mm-hmm.
for us. Now, if you understand that God loves us so much that he gave us his son
mm-hmm.
as a ransom for us, that his love for us has to be massive. His love for us has to be so great. And if he loved us to give us his only son, what kind of mansion is he building for us? If Jesus came to earth and died on the cross just to save our souls, what kind of mansion mm-hmm. is he building for us?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of mansion is he preparing for us? And so we as we live in this life and we see, and the Bible always encourages us that this world here is not our home. It is not our home, and it's not permanent.
Mm-hmm.
There is an expiration date on time.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And then eternity will continue to go on.
Yeah.
And so we got to understand we are living in time. We are subject and slave to time
mm-hmm.
for right now.
Mm-hmm.
But as a believer, time has no dominion over you because of what Jesus did on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
So now we realize that we have a new home. We expected mm-hmm. a new home,
mm-hmm.
and that home is in glory. The Bible said that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor have it entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for his people. Oh, my God, that ought to get you excited by yourself. Hallelujah. Because you know when you saw the picture of that house,
mm-hmm.
You begin to create in your own mind how the inside looked.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you went on a virtual tour and you began to see it, you begin to picture yourself walking through the front door,
mm-hmm.
walking through the living room. You begin to picture yourself sitting down in it, putting what kind of furniture you want in there. You begin to start furnishing out the house. You haven't gotten it yet now,
mm-hmm.
But just a thought of
mm-hmm.
that's available to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want us to know that God has a home prepared for you,
mm-hmm.
and it's spanking brand new. It's not a you. Nobody else have lived in it. It's a brand new home. And so I want us to realize that the scripture tells us, as John on the Isle of Patmos began to see all these visions and began to see all the things that God has shown him,
mm-hmm.
and he thought that his life was over,
mm-hmm.
being exiled
mm-hmm.
onto a piece of rock that had nothing on it.
Mm-hmm.
He was sent there to die, but instead God had him there to show him life,
mm-hmm.
show him new life and the life to come. And so we see where he went through and had a message for the seven churches and went through all of that, and he went down and began to see all these visions on the things that should come and some of the things
mm-hmm.
are happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Where he said he saw a man with balls on them. That sounds like the monkey box.
Sure.
and so as believers, we should not be surprised or taken back by what we see today, because the Bible has already told us. And so he began to see all these horrible things, war and rumors of war, and we can see Antichrist rising up, people talking about their God, and heresies and all these wicked things that's happening even in churches.
Mm-hmm.
And so we should not be moved by that, because the Bible already told us these things gonna come. But
mm-hmm.
don't lose heart.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new heaven,
mm-hmm.
and there's a new earth. There's a home, new home
mm-hmm.
that is built for you, just for you, handmade. Now, you know, you can buy a nice suit off the rack,
mm-hmm.
and it looks good. It looks good on you,
mm-hmm.
but it's nothing like having a tailor-made suit.
Tailor-made.
Oh, my God, it fits you to the T. And so God, Jesus, is preparing a place for you,
mm-hmm.
tailor-made just for you.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a crown of life waiting for us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yeah.
And so, as we look at this scripture, John begins to see a lot of things that God was promising us.
Mm-hmm.
And so John says, in verse 1 says, I saw a new heaven
mm-hmm.
and a new earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and because the first heaven and the first earth was passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So now those things were no more.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where it went. It just ain't no more.
Mm-hmm.
You can try to debate, or is this one, is that one? No, he said they were passed away. They don't no longer exist. And the funny thing is, he said there was no sea.
Mm-hmm.
No Red Sea, no Pacific Ocean, no sea. And that's amazing in itself,
mm-hmm.
to have earth
mm-hmm.
with no sea.
No sea.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can see where the sea is no longer necessary. And so verse 2, John says, I saw the holy, not a holy,
mm-hmm.
the holy city,
mm-hmm.
New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. I just could imagine John being on this island by himself, left there to die, and began to see all of these marvelous things. First, he saw some scary visions with all kind of monsters and dragons and all kind of, oh, my God. But now he's seeing this new city,
mm-hmm.
and this holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. And it came, looked like a bride prepared adorned for her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not saying that Jerusalem was a bride.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not saying that New Jerusalem was a bride. Don't get it twisted. It's just saying it came out adorned like a bride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the beautiful thing you're going to see is a beautiful bride on her wedding day. And so John is just trying to express the glory around the New Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And so when my wife was coming down the aisle, and I don't know if it was just me or the lighting, but as there was an aura around her. And so John is saying the same thing, that there is a this holy city is coming down out of heaven, a dawn, like a bride, a dawn for her husband. Put everything in place. I mean, all the jewelry, all whatever. I mean, just everything lined up, making sure that she is beautiful for her groom. And so that's how New Jerusalem was,
mm-hmm.
precious and beautiful for us. And he said on the third verse, that I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men,
mm-hmm.
and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Now, don't not get it twisted. The tabernacle, John heard this great voice out of heaven. And then he said, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Now, the tabernacle is a worship place, a sanctuary, a temple of God. Now, the temple of God is with man.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say, instead of saying the temple of God, you can say the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what contain contained the presence of God was the tabernacle. And so the tabernacle had all everything of God in it. And so it says that the tabernacle of God is with man. Now we know that we have the Holy Ghost on the inside, so we have the presence of God with us. And not only that's with us, but it's in us. And it says, so he will dwell with them. So now God is dwelling with us. And you know, when he talk about the tabernacle, then you think about worship. And he said that if, he inhabits the praises of his people. So he's going to dwell with you if you begin to praise him. If you begin to worship, he's going to dwell with you. And then wherever the Spirit of God is, there's living. So he began to say, I saw this loud voice began to say, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. Now, we have had Jesus, which was Emmanuel, with us, God with us through Emmanuel. Then Jesus went and left and went to heaven to prepare a place, and now we have the Holy Ghost. So now we have God in us. Hallelujah. And so we don't have to ever, ever feel alone. God is with us, and he himself, God himself, he didn't send the Son. He didn't send the Holy Ghost now. He come in himself. The Father, the Creator, now is with us. Oh, my God. Now, we know that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are three in one. But God himself.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We experience Jesus Christ because the disciples walk with him, talk with him, slept with him, ate with him, do all these physical things with him, and we now have the Holy Ghost on the inside, and we do the same thing with the Holy Ghost. We eat with him, we sleep with him, we do all these things with him. Amen. We experience it, but now we have an opportunity because we got a new home. We're going to dwell with God himself. Oh, my God. Oh my God! Oh my God! It is so good. And I wanted to make an example, but I don't want to belittle the quality and the importance of Jesus and the Holy Ghost. And so, if I say something, please don't take it that I'm minimizing Jesus or the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Because I thank God for Jesus dying for my sins.
Yes.
And without his finished work on the cross, we'll all be lost.
Right.
So I'm not minimizing. But if you just have, let's say Denzel. Denzel has a son.
Right.
I think his name is David Washington. And then if David has a son, and so we begin to meet David. Have never met Denzel one-on-one.
Right.
We know about him now. And so we really want to be in Denzel's presence.
Right.
But we settle for David. And then David has a son called Saul. And then now we got acquainted with Saul.
All right.
But then after all of that, now, here is a day set aside for you to meet Denzel.
Yeah.
And so I want you to know there's a date set aside for you to meet God Almighty.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. We have experience, and we are a benefactors of what Jesus did. We have experienced the Holy Ghost. But there's going to come a time where God himself. He's going to show up. And he said, I'm going to be your God, and you're going to be my people. Now, this ain't for everybody. I hate to bust your bubble, but it ain't for everybody. You got to be a believer.
Yes.
You got to trust Jesus for your salvation.
That's right.
You have to be born again, because Jesus told Nicodemus that if you don't be born of the water, let alone be in the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even see the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let's get it twisted. This is not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are a believer, then God would be your God and you would be his people.
Mm-hmm.
And he himself would be, oh my God, will be with us and he will be our God.
Mm-hmm.
And so verse 4 says, and God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And there shall be no more death,
mm-hmm.
neither sorrow, nor crying,
mm-hmm.
neither shall there be any more pain. Oh, my goodness. No more pain. You don't have to worry about taking Advil, Tylenol, Motrin, none of these things, because there don't have to be no more pain.
No more pain.
No more pain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No more crying. No reason to be sad. You were going to be, they say every day going to be howdy, howdy, and never goodbye. Hallelujah. 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 What a time that's going to be. We have a new home waiting for us.
Mm-hmm.
And because he said, for all the former things are going to be passed away. Not just the heaven and the earth going to be passed away, but all the former things. All those heartaches you had, you ain't going to ever remember the bad days you had. You ain't going to remember the divorce you might have had. You ain't going to remember how you lost your mama, how you lost your daddy, how you lost your cousin. You ain't going to remember none of these things, because all these old things shall be passed away. Oh, my God, we got a new home waiting for us. All these things going to be passed away.
Mm. Yes.
And verse 5 says, and he that sits upon the throne, hallelujah, behold, this was the he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Oh, my God. Woo! He made all things new. I mean, ain't nothing like new. I mean, new has a different smell to it.
Mm-hmm.
You bought that car, that brand new car. There's a new smell to it.
Yeah,
a new car. I mean, talking a brand new. There's a new. I mean, they even try to have a air freshener called new scent smell.
New car.
because ain't nothing like something that's brand new. It has a different smell to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you walk into a brand new house, the paint, everything got a different smell. It just smells new.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's new. He said all things, not some things,
all.
All things. Everything concerning us going to be new.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a new body.
Ooh.
Good God Almighty. Yes. We're going to have a new body.
Amen.
Don't worry about this body now.
Mm-hmm.
This is just temporary.
Temporary.
But we're going to have a brand new body.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. He said he would make all things. And this ain't just any and everybody talk. This ain't the angel talk.
Uh-uh.
This ain't Gabriel talk.
Uh-huh.
This ain't Michael talking.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't nobody but God saying, I will make all things new.
Mm-hmm.
And he said unto me, this is what God said unto John, write these things.
Mm-hmm.
What these words, because they are true and they are faithful.
Mm-hmm.
So God wanted us as believers to know that no matter the pain, no matter the disappointment that you have, no matter how difficult times come, it don't matter. He's going to make all things new. you might have some hard days down here, but don't you worry. Oh, my God. There's an expiration date on it.
Yeah.
He said he'll make all things new, and he don't play. He's not a man that he should lie. Amen?
Amen.
And so he said, write these things. Make sure write them because they're true and faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, faithful men, they would never stop being with them.
Mm-hmm.
Faithful means you consistently doing the same thing over and over and over. No matter what is happening, the same thing is happening. You're consistent.
That's right.
That's faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's true,
mm-hmm.
it's going to come to pass.
That's right.
And he said, verse 6 says, And he said unto me, it is done.
Oh, my God.
Didn't that sound like what Jesus said?
Amen.
So now we have God saying the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It is
finished.
Mm-hmm. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, my God. He is saying nothing starts or finishes without me.
Mm-hmm.
I heard Paul says he is the author and finisher.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
My faith can't start without me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to end with me.
Yes.
Where my faith can't exist, because author means the creator.
Mm-hmm.
It don't mean somebody who write a book.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's not what the scripture is saying. It's talking about the creator.
You know what's in the book?
Create your faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's how your faith is created, through God.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm beginning and the end. And everything in between, it's him. And he made a promise. Now he made the promise. He said, I will give unto him that is a thirst.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Of the fountain of the water of life.
Mm.
Freely.
Oh, freely.
Oh, my God. That sounds like Isaiah 55 and 1. Could you read that for me? Isaiah 55 and 1. He's saying, come, I will give him that a thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely.
55 and 1.
Yeah.
Okay, it says, everyone that thirsts.
Oh, everyone.
Hmm? Oh. Yes, oh. Everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters.
Mm-hmm.
And he that has no money, come ye, buy and eat.
Mm.
Yea, come, buy wine, milk, without money and without price.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So Revelation now is reiterating what Isaiah said hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Is reiterating that God himself is now saying, the prophet told us this in the days of old.
Mm-hmm.
But now God is saying it out of his own mouth. He don't need a prophet to say it.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying it himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, listen who it's for now. He that overcometh shall inherit All things.
Yeah.
Ah.
Mm.
He that overcometh, so we have to overcome, shall inherit all things. And I will be his God.
My Lord.
And he will be my son.
Mm.
Oh, my God. What an awesome thing to be called.
My Lord, yes.
The Son of God.
Yes.
When Jesus was baptized, Jesus came out and said, that's my beloved son.
Yeah.
And whom I'm well pleased.
I see. Yeah.
I'm well pleased.
Mm-hmm.
And what marveled me about that scripture is Jesus hadn't done anything yet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he said, I'm well pleased.
Mm-hmm. Obedient.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He hadn't done no miracle. He ain't started his ministry yet until he got baptized. But he said, I am well pleased. God is well pleased because he already know what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He know who he has chosen. And I will be his God.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall be my son.
Mm-hmm.
For the believers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is that the believers have brand new life. We have a new home.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to sing a song back in the day, I have a new home in glory,
mm-hmm.
and it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
I got a new home in glory, and it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't live in my house.
Uh-oh.
And I can't live in yours.
Wow.
And the good thing about this is that God has given us even a new name when we get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to know my name, and I'm not going to know yours. But he's going to give us a new name when we get to heaven. And so I want to encourage you tonight to know that you have a new home
mm-hmm.
waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
And this new home, not like your natural home, you have to make sure you get the lights turned on.
Mm-hmm.
You get the water turned on.
Mm-hmm.
You get the gas turned on. You got to worry about getting furniture to put in. You got to worry about making sure everything is in place. Nowadays, you got to worry about getting security systems.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do all these things. But this new home that Jesus has prepared for us, everything is made ready. Hallelujah. Everything is made ready for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Come and dine, said the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The feast of the Lord is going on. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Come and dine, come and dine.
Mm.
Hallelujah. And so we can be encouraged tonight, no matter what is going on in our lives, that we have a new home
mm-hmm.
in glory, and it's yours. And Mahalia Jackson say she's going to rise above all trouble. She's going to rise. Move on up a little higher, she
mm-hmm.
said. Move past Paul and Daniel. She's going to move on a little bit higher. Then she's going to get to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then she's going to get in the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to move on a little, up a little higher. We got to keep moving, so no matter what's going on in your life today, keep moving on high.
Lord.
Lift your head above your situation. Lift your head above what's going on with you, because there's a new home waiting on you.
Wow.
You don't have to worry about your power being turned on.
Oh, my God.
You have to qualify to get your deposit.
Mm.
Put your deposit on so you can get your power turned on. You don't have to worry about that, because God himself will be the light of the city.
Oh, my God.
We don't need no sun.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Because God himself
mm-hmm.
is going to light up the city.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's not going to be no more Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. No more work days. Every day is going to be days that we just worship God. And when we get this new home, y'all,
mm-hmm.
he's going to give us some crown.
Okay.
But you know what I like about it? That I heard that the 24 elders
mm-hmm.
who are saying, holy, holy, holy,
mm-hmm.
Lord God Almighty,
mm-hmm.
majesty, dominion, and power belong to you. They're singing him praises over and over.
Mm.
And, you know, I used to wonder why we have those songs that just are call and response.
Mm-hmm.
We go back and forth with the same words, back and forth, back and forth, back. But that's what they're doing in heaven.
What they're doing.
I used to think about it, and then I said, you know what, when I read the scriptures, they said, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Holy, holy. They begin to just sing and worship him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And so I want to encourage you tonight to know that no matter what is going on with your life, you got a new home
mm-hmm.
written in glory.
Mm-hmm.
And it belongs to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have to settle for anything. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. No matter how tough it gets, hold on. Because
mm-hmm.
even in this life,
mm-hmm.
he will rescue you. He will bring you through. He will bring you out of every situation you're in. I guarantee you. And he will bless you. He will raise you up as his son and his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want you to know. You got a new home. That you don't have to worry about nothing else.
It's moving.
That's all you got to do is move. I pray you got something out of this word tonight.
Yes,
I pray you got encouraged by this word tonight.
Yes.
And know that you got a new home.
Amen. You got a new home. Amen. New home. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Dorothea, for that word. We got a new home. And when he was reading that scripture, it said, behold. And when the scripture says, behold, it's saying, take a look at this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God wanted us to see what it is and understand what it is that he has prepared for us.
Mm-hmm.
And as you was talking about you get the new house and you got to get the lights turned on, you got to do all these different things. But as you go in this life and you have done the work on the inside, when you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you've been faithful to God. God got that new home
mm-hmm.
waiting for you, and you don't have to do anything but just walk right on in, because everything is already prepared and everything is already done.
Mm-hmm.
So we just praise God tonight for this word, and we want to hear from you out there in radio land. We want you to press one on your phone. You want to elaborate on the word, or you want to give us some encouraging words, or you want prayer or whatever, but press one on your phone. We bring you live on the air. This was truly a good word for us to realize that this earth is not our home, and that there is another home in the glory. That we're going to be there forever and ever and ever. Can you imagine forever? It's forever. We're going to be happy, happy, happy forever. Right here on this side, one day we may be up and one day we may be down. One day we may be happy and the next day we may be sad. I mean, so, but when we get to heaven, oh, it's going to be a glorious time. And so we see that we have one in queue. And your first three numbers is 404, and the last four numbers is 8761. And caller, you are now live.
Hey, Brother Lorenzo here. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, man?
Doing good. I'm hanging in there, you know? Hanging in there.
Good,
you know, it's a blessing to be away, but it's also a blessing to be home. And when you're
yeah.
away, God has a way of dealing with you in a way
mm-hmm.
that when you're home, there's a difference. And I think, too, because I'm up in the mountains, if you will, in the mountains,
mm-hmm.
that I'm hearing things in a different light. And I really thank the
mm-hmm.
Lord for this opportunity, because it's a double blessing, if you will. You know,
mm-hmm.
in terms of being here. But the book of Revelation, I'm going to be honest with you, that's something that's been on my heart to really,
mm-hmm.
you know, share and to dive into. So when I do, if you allow me to speak again, I want to sort of piggyback on where you are with this, Pastor Butterfield. And,
well, you can go next.
You know,
you can go next.
Okay. Okay. And I'll be ready, too. We were working like Hebrew slaves when I first got here, because we were really busy with the fires, and then now we're into the right monsoon rain season, and the flooding has taken place, where the areas that were burned, there's no foliage, and that is stopping the water from flowing into areas that it really would not flow into, and so now.
Mm-hmm.
They've got like a second thing that they're dealing with, apart from the fires, they're dealing with floods, flooding. And it's amazing, you know, just to see how, you know, in this time that we're in, you know, how God is it, you know, our world, sometimes we can look at it and feel like how wicked it is and the things that are happening. You know, I'm seeing things when it comes to lifestyle, people's lifestyle, how they live their life. Because as if there is no fear of God, you know, they're doing what they're doing. But the book of Revelation is the prophecy of warning and hope. And I'm going to share this a little bit, and then I'm going to get off of it. It says the book of Revelation is by far one of the most challenging books in the Bible, yet well worth the effort to study and comprehend. In fact, the opening
mm-hmm.
passage contains a blessing to everyone who reads, hears, and keeps the words of this prophecy. See, the book of Revelation
mm-hmm.
is prophecy. It says, blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. Wow, man. think about that. The time is near. I heard you talk about monkeypox. You know what I mean? And then we think about COVID, and then, you know, and then we think about the attitudes that people have today, you know, concerning our brother, the one that you can see, you know, and it's sad, you know, how people have these attitudes. There's something else I'll share with you guys, but I don't want to share that with you now. It says, unlike all other New Testament books, Revelation is a prophetic book concerning the events of the last days. See, we're in the last days. I don't think people realize how serious that is, that we're in the last days. You know, the name comes from the Greek term apocalyptos, meaning unveiling or revelation. Unveiled in the book are the invisible forces and spiritual powers at work in the world and in the heavenly realms, including forces at war against the church. War against the church. Although unseen, these powers control future events and realities. How about that? You know, a couple other things. I'm not. I know time is spent, but the interpretations of scholars assigned, there are four basic schools of interpretation to the Book of Revelation. One is historicism, which interprets the writing as a prophetic and panoramic overview of history from the first century until the second coming of Christ. Futurism sees the visions, with the exception of chapters 1-3, as related to end time events still to come in the future. And then you have preterism, treats the vision as dealing with past events alone, specifically events in time John was living, in the time John was living. And then you have idealism, which interprets revelation as primarily symbolic, providing timeless and spiritual truth to encourage persecuted believers. So when you think about the Book of Revelation, you know, prophetic, you know, these are things to come. These are some of the things that we're even dealing with now, you know, because we know we're going to have to face and go through some things. But, you know, the trying of our faith worketh patience, hope, and hope experience. So even though we're going through these things, God is yet getting us ready for his return, you know. So that's a blessing to spend time in the Word, you know, because you think of it, I made a note when you were talking to about the Holy Ghost. In other words, without the Holy Ghost, we would not even be led in truth. You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't even have a desire to even read the Book of Revelation, because everybody looks at the Book of Revelation as being, oh, man, that's hard, you know, or that's something profound, or I don't really understand what's going on. And I think in most cases, it's the latter. They don't really understand what is happening. Mm-hmm. And so the question would be, how do we overcome? We overcome by the word of our testimony. And how do we get the word by studying the word, you know? So it's so important that we're in the Word and that we're studying this Word, because in studying this Word, it helps us to understand where we are in God in this season. Not only that, when we're dealing with certain situations at work, in the marketplace, you know, in the car, you know, the news or whatever the case may be, you know, the Word is so very vital to help us understand what it is that God is doing and saying in this hour. So,
yes, right.
You know, we're built for being in the Word. We're built up upon our most holy faith. So, you know, that's so important. So in order to be built up in faith, we got to have that Word. So one other last thing I'm going to share real quick, and that's about the breastplate of righteousness, you know, which keeps the blows of the enemy from penetrating and hitting our vital organ. And the only way we can do that is to put on the whole armor of God. And putting on that armor means being in the Word. So this is important to know what's to come so that we'll be prepared to fight the way the Lord would have us fight. Next week, you say, I'll be ready.
Yes, sir. All right. We look forward to it.
Look forward to it now.
Hallelujah.
Look forward to it.
Amen. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
And you have a blessed night.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just bless the Lord for Pastor Butterfield bringing forth this word, and then Elder Minister Lewis and brought forth another word, and we have another one in queue, and the first three digits is 601, and the last four is 1322, and you are now live on the air call.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Stephen and his brother Norman Woodard.
One thing that
stuck out to me is when you were talking about the new car smell, the new smell. It says, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the thing that God has prepared for them. But when you mention that new smell, man, it's something to be in a place where everything smells good. You know, we don't have to worry about, you know, smelling the dead animals and all the different types of pollution but it reminds me of when I go to work and the guys are, you know, living in such a condition that I take in cleaning solution to them. They call it the Woodard juice. Oh, Woodard, you bring your Woodard juice today because it gives them a sense. So I say, man, you make smell like I'm at home. It's something about a smell that takes you to a place, whenever you touch that, man, that spoke to me right there. I'm looking forward to that smell, sweet smell is saving. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Yes, I bless y'all and love y'all and, you know, continue to pray for you. And I thank God for y'all. Y'all just don't know how much I thank God for y'all. And I just wanted to share that, how you blessed me with the fragrance, of his presence. Glory to God. And don't get me started, sir. Don't get me started. All right. Love y'all.
Love you too.
Thank you,
Stephanie. Hello. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Great word.
Amen. Great word. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. We thank God for this night. We want to just encourage people of God, because these are some dreaded times, but we're not people without hope.
Mm-hmm.
We have hope beyond any situation that we can face, I mean, because God will bring us out.
Amen.
Amen. So we want you to tell your neighbors, tell your friends. Next Saturday, we'll get into Revelation with Minister Lewis. Amen. On next week.
Yeah.
Amen. So tell your neighbors, tell your friends to dial 917-388-4161 to the Turn on the Light broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield.
Have a great night.